From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Congressman Charles Rangel is temporarily taking a leave from the chairmanship of the powerful House Ways and Means Committee. The New York Democrat is accused of ethical misconduct, including taking trips at corporate expense and failing to disclose assets. He had said he would not step down from the chairmanship. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi met with him and did not voice his support for him. President Obama will call on lawmakers today for a quick up or down vote on health care legislation. NPR's Scott Horsley reports growing support among Democrats to get around Republican objections by using procedural moves.
The White House says the president's remarks this afternoon in the East Room will address the final stage of the health care debate. Democrats are hoping to use a procedural move to sidestep a Republican filibuster with the goal of enacting health care legislation on a simple majority vote. In a letter to lawmakers yesterday, Mr. Obama offered to include several Republican proposals that came up during last week's Blair House summit, including experiments in malpractice reform and authorization for high-deductible plans in the proposed insurance exchanges. Mr. Obama wrote that while there is some common ground between the parties on health care, there are also big differences. He argues the incremental changes Republicans favor are not the best way to cut costs, improve security, or provide coverage for people with pre-existing illnesses. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The imam at the center of an investigation into a plot to attack New York City subways is in plea negotiations. Here's more on that from NPR's Dina Temple-Raston.
Law enforcement officials arrested an imam from Queens last year during the investigation into a plot to bomb transportation targets in New York City. The imam they arrested was a man named Ahmad Afzali. Prosecutors have accused Afzali of calling a Denver area shuttle bus driver named Najibullah Zazi and telling him that authorities were looking for him. Zazi pleaded guilty last week to planning an attack against the New York City subway system. He said he'd been trained by al-Qaeda to carry out a suicide mission in the U.S. Afzali's role appears to be a cameo. FBI agents arrested him for lying to them when he denied he called Zazi to tip him off. Officials close to the case say Afzali and his lawyer are working out a plea agreement. He's scheduled to appear in court on Thursday, and the agreement could be announced then. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
That quiet clicking is a shovel, not any kind of power equipment, as soldiers in Uganda search for survivors of a landslide officials say has killed around 100 people. Waves of mud and rocks slid down a steep, rain-soaked mountainside. A market is destroyed. A church has collapsed. Houses are buried in mud. This is NPR News. The Supreme Court hears arguments in a major case testing whether torture victims living in the U.S. can sue their tormentors who are also in the U.S. NPR's Nina Totenberg outlines the case and the issues.
Basha Youssef came to the U.S. in 1989 after having been waterboarded, subjected to electric shocks, and held in solitary confinement in Somalia for 6 years. When he subsequently learned that the one-time defense minister in charge of the military prison where he was held was also living in the U.S., Youssef was outraged.
He was the ultimate commander of that place. The people who were torturing me were his people.
And so Youssef sued Samatar for damages under the Torture Victims Protection Act, which authorizes such suits. Now Samatar has appealed to the Supreme Court in an attempt to block the lawsuit. He asserts that a 1976 federal law granting immunity to foreign states also protects individuals for conduct in their official capacity. Lawyers for Basha Youssef, backed by the Obama administration, counter that the law says nothing about individuals. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The Federal Aviation Administration is looking into whether a child directed airplanes from a control tower at Kennedy International Airport in New York. A Boston radio station says it obtained a recording in which a child's voice can be heard directing pilots. The FAA says employees on duty at the time are not controlling traffic until an investigation ends. The European Union welcomes new austerity measures in Greece, whose prime minister says it faces a possible budget catastrophe. Greece says it is cutting spending further, hiking taxes to reduce its budget imbalance and satisfy other countries in the euro currency zone. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.